Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
It has been an incredible year. You know, who would have known that 2025 would have been what 2025 has been? And I was talking pre-show with our podcast goddess, Carmel. And if you are on this show, I am sure if you haven't met her, you need to know that she is the brains behind those incredible show notes that inspire you to listen to the podcast. But Mission Accepted Media as a whole has been very unforeseen. If you don't know, you haven't ventured into other worlds that we have, we are a pretty large accessible media house that has many different platforms of play in the world of exposure and getting the word out like we do at the podcast. And so I took a little bit of an internal journey with myself to reflect and get, as Carmel says, a little behind the curtain with you on what this year has been like. And it's interesting, right? I don't know about you, but as a entrepreneur, or honestly, as a creative, people like, oh my gosh, you know, you do so many things, or you do this, or you do that. And I think that it's not because I'm an entrepreneur or a businesswoman. It's because I'm a creative, and that business happens to be the canvas, you know? And I like to create things that change lives. So what better way and where to play than in the world of being an entrepreneur? And I think about that. And I think about what this year took to be able to achieve certain goals. Now, here's the interesting thing. I don't know about you. A lot of the times, yes, I stop and I have a planner, you know, and I go week by week, month by month, and it gives me self-evaluation on my personal life, on my business life, and on numbers. And I meet with my CFO every week. And I do all those things you do when you start to create a bit of a larger, you know, business or enterprise. But because I am so much, if there's any area of flow that I'm in my business, it's the mission part of my business. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know why I'm here. I know why I'm going. I know why when I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like, ooh, I feel a little like, ooh, you know, on certain days, why I still put my feet on the ground and keep going. Like, I know that stuff. Or those days of elation where, you know, nothing could have been better than that day or that call or that moment or that meeting. But for me, it's really interesting to stop and reflect. And one of the times that I reflect is obviously year end, because I'm planning what 2026 is going to look like, because that's how my brain works. And also, so those are the times that I get numbers in, and those are the times that we start to do some evaluating and what stays and what goes and what's been good. And what do I want to stay? What do I want to do? Like, what does Deb want to do in relationship to her business? What are the things that we want to build? What are the things that we want to shift? And is there anything that we needed to create last year that served a purpose, but no longer is needed to serve 2026? So I want to share some things with you that I think are very, you know, they might sound wow to you. They sounded wow to me too. And I was doing them because I am that person. That's my personality, where I look very forward. And it's not that I don't stop and smell the roses, but my vision is big. So I think that's the movement I work with, right? So just even in terms of podcasts, you think about, we've had a show every week for 52 weeks. And some of those shows have had multiple people on group podcasts. I mean, just gauging, we've had, oh my gosh, how many people have we had on this show? You know, we've probably had over 80, 85, 90 people share their story, share their tips, inspire and motivate, that alone, I was like, wow, that's incredible. Like, that's absolutely incredible. And the movement and how many countries we're in, and that, you know, we serve a community that continues to grow in a massively, right? In massively. So I'm really proud of that. And then we have like this incredible summits, right? You know, like, so my PR person decided to give us our numbers. We do our year from September to September. And she's like, hey, I just want to let you know, without the media impressions on the book and or this new TV channel that you created this year, you're at 762 million media impressions. And I got to tell you, I heard that. And I'm not saying I'm not proud of the work that we do, but feeling pride and knowing that and being proud for me are two different things. So I'm just kind of giving you a little behind the curtain, I guess, as it's called. But so I had to stop and go, what? 762 million. I don't know about you, but that was not a number that was in my wheelhouse. You know, I wasn't like going through high school and going through and going, wow, I hope one day 762 million, unless there was a really big lottery out there that was giving away 762 million that I bought a ticket for. I was like, that's incomprehensible. I know what we've done. And I know some days that we've gotten up early and gone to bed late, many days. And I would not have ever expected that. So I really felt a piece of pride around that. It made so much of it worth it, because I know 762 million media impressions, that we really made an impact and a difference. And isn't that what, you know, for us in our company, what it is that we're trying to do? That was incredible. You know, the most recent book that we launched was over 5 million media impressions. And we still have 3.5 years more of a book launch to do. We're going around the world on a 5-year book tour. And we've been to places, you've probably seen us. We've been at the Emmys and the Oscars gifting suite. And we've been in Ireland twice. And we've been in Vancouver with big events twice. And we were in New York and we did Texas and all these things within the last bit of time since that book's been out. And that's the impact that we've made. So it's been really incredible. And then I think about, you know, the summits, and that there's been, I was calculating it, because I'm not the person that, you know, ads. We have these group summits that we do and everything. I always say, oh, you know, we've had about 550 speakers. But really, when I was counting it, it was 891. 891 people spoke about how to have a better life. Really? Isn't that what we speak about on Mission Accepted? How to have a better life, how to take information, to have a better business, to have a better life. I mean, when I really look at everything that we do to create a better business or a better nonprofit or a better project or encourage people to become entrepreneurs or whatever it is that we do, I mean, most people see it in terms of, wow, that's going to give me more time, or, you know, time back, or more money, or more this or more that. And we talk about here, like, our whole goal is to create sustainability for people, so that sustainability helps keep them, you know, doing what it is that they want to do. But whenever I talk to anyone, like, under the surface, really, I think the word that came out, if I had to come up with one and go, oh my gosh, I think that we've created incredible, it would be freedom. I think the Mission Accepted Media and the podcast and everything we've done has created freedom. Because when you take a look at, I want to make more money, what is it to do? You know, we laugh at it, right? We're like, I didn't, you know, we like put our hands on our waist and we're like, I want to do what I want, when I want, right? And if you listen to most entrepreneurs, they're like, some of those wants are for their family, for their community, for people they don't even know. Like, they want to start something in another country that they feel like a yearning to go help. Like, that I want to do what I want, when I want, isn't necessarily sitting around eating their favorite pizza every single night. You know, it's about them being able to have the time and the resources to take care of them, their family, the ones that they love, and then have an abundance of resources, time, money, ideas, energy, oh my goodness, right? And the education, the information they need to go do and act out in a relationship to freedom in the world. So I think if we made an impact anywhere, people say, oh my gosh, I took your course and I tripled my income. Cool. I took your course and now I do a trade show 10x. Honestly, it's so easy. Cool. But yes, it gives them revenue and yes, it gives them information, but honestly, just doesn't it give more freedom? I mean, freedom for me, I mean, if you know anything about me at all, you know that I love music. And one of the things that I experience in my body And I did it today before I came on the show here, was I listen to music and it allows me to feel free. So I don't know what unlocks your joy, but that certainly unlocks my joy. And it gives me a lot of joy knowing that that's what we're doing here. So we talk a lot about success in business because it's better. It's easier. You're going to hang in there longer. Everything that we talk about is about trying to make that a part of your life, no matter where you're at in your entrepreneurship journey. One of my favorite things is working with people privately. Now I do these great coaching sessions and I do these big, great groups and I hang out with people and we're on summits. So the summit that's coming up, the next summit, I believe is about 42 people speaking. I mean, I love that. I love being on the Emmys or the Oscars or the Castle in Ireland or whatever. I love being around people. But there's a really beautiful piece of me that loves quiet, believe it or not. I love quiet, I love peaceful, and I love process. And when I get to work with somebody one-on-one, and I literally get to see the change, and it can be every 2 weeks, it can be every month, but you see this eventual, someone who really wants something for whatever reason, whatever their joy is, there's something really beautiful. It's kind of like you get to create this beautiful friendship alongside of working with somebody and making a difference in their life. So there's something really beautiful in those quiet moments as well. Because in media, I don't think people think there's quiet moments. In teaching, I don't think they think that there's quiet moments. If I was just a top performance trainer that worked one-on-one with people, people would think that. But there's a lot of quiet, beautiful moments that happen, even standing in a concert. And if you know anything at all, you know that I love going to shows. I love music. I love rocking the stage. I love helping people. I kind of say, rock the stage, rock the page, rock your life. And that's really a big theme of what's coming up for 2026, is there's a whole new level of stand up, speak up, and show up that's going to be happening. There's classes that we're going to offer. There's programs. There's months of programs. There's journeys that people can go on. We've opened up accessibility to be on the, Oscars gifting suite floor and interviewing celebrities. Like, you want to do that? Come party with us. You want to do it at the Emmys? Cool. We've got some other things that are going on that's going to help people not only tide rise. And if you don't know that, if you don't know the term tide rise, is that we truly, when you tap into not just collaboration, we're talking solidarity, where you could do the exact same thing that I do and we are still better together. That's what solidarity is. It's looking at everyone as a whole, as a movement, as rising the tide, that when you do well, I do well. And we don't have to be complementary, we could literally do the same thing. And that's really shifted. And I believe we've been a part of that shift for many people to think like that. And that's something that we're super proud about. But we are really going to continue to up that game. And, with some of the things that we did this year, when you talk about unforeseen, holy cow, like really unforeseen. Unforeseen, I never thought I would have my son at, 20 years old. Hosting podcasts with me and talking to other momagers and dadagers. The whole world of being a momager has been really unforeseen. People are like, wow, it must take a lot. It does take a lot. It does take a lot. There's no lying or pretending. There is as much joy as there is stretch. I mean, that's a real stretch of significance, because on top of everything you're doing in your personal thing, you have this other person that is really relying on you in many different ways. And it is bountiful with like the pride. I did 5 trade shows. I was at the tattoo show and I was at the Japanese show, because that was the sector that my son's business is in, and being able to teach, family, like pass that on right there on how someone can benefit themselves, and just all the things that the whole momager and dadager brought. But him coming into the show, us being at the Emmys together, us being at the Oscars together, him being talented enough to do the cover of our book. He actually did the Mission Accepted Media logo. Like, yay me, right? Yay me. So that's been really fun and really interesting and expanding. And that's a whole new world that's coming in, like it. Like, we were like, oh, wow, people are becoming entrepreneurs so much younger now. Well, they have parents. They have parents, they have aunts, they have people, they have mentors. And they're looking for advice. So there's a whole world that's opened up there and doing things with my son in a very different way than what people would be a traditional family business. And things like launching a television channel, like never ever did I go through my life thinking that that was going to be something that I would ever do. It wasn't on a treasure map, wasn't on a written list. That was a very unforeseen. And then, you know, in 2023, when this whole project started, I claimed that I was going to be getting all of these speakers on a television channel. And actually, the woman who I was working with at the time was like, can you stop talking? Like, can you shut up and stop telling people you're going to get them on a TV show? Because how are you going to do that? I'm like, I don't know. You just, you play in this world long enough that you know that you can make what you want happen. So there's some really beautiful things around people getting their own television show. We are at a time where we are talking to people and they're like, what do you mean I can have a television show, right? Do you remember like, oh, I can write my own book. What do you mean I can write my own book? I can have my own podcast show. Oh, wow, that's really interesting. I could be on the cover of magazines. This whole exposure opening, I mean, it's just such a fair world in relationship to exposure. There's an opportunity and you can grab it and it doesn't take much, particularly when you're doing it with somebody. So we're doing so much partnership around educating people that, you know, you can have a television show and you can actually turn it into a revenue stream and posture your business at the same time, right? Your profit or your nonprofit, or just talk about something that you love, you know, just kind of like that YouTube channel and amplify it. So that's some of the things that we're working with, have been working with, that are going to expand. We've got classes that we're going to be doing. We've got some really cool things up the pipeline. We've got in 2026, we are this incredible media house, and there's a part of this media house that's the 262 Project, right? And we do things for women and those that support women. You know, there's men that plays, and you're going to see in May something that we're going to do. So it's going to be the Women of Inspiration Summit. Cool. And we're going to have two panels of men that are talking about the women that have inspired them to be the best parts of themselves. I think that's incredible because we're going to come together and we're going to talk about the empowerment that happens when women become empowered and recognized for what it is that they do. So that's a really cool part of that project, something that people aren't expecting. We have a couple of summits that you may not see coming, you know, that are going to be coming. Personally, I'm going to be releasing a book on how to rock your trade show. I'd love the cover of my book to be, you know, rock your trade show, how, you know, Steven Tyler rocks the stage, but I don't think I can put Steven's name on the cover of the book. I don't think people would really like that, but it's going to be like that. I can't put that, but it's going to be like that. And then there's going to be, you know, a really cool journal that goes along with that, that just helps you to work that whole part of your business. So there's some new things that are coming along that we will let you know about. But overall, what we've been able to create with, 27 summits, we've got at least 700 episodes up on the Women's Channel that you can go look at right now that are all the speakers that are teaching and have taught inspiration, motivation, and education. So that all happened this year. And go and have some fun. We opened up the opportunity for you to have a TV channel. We've had over, 800 speakers. We've had over 80 people on the podcast. We've got 762 million media impressions. Our TV channel is streaming over to 900 million. So there's lots of those big numbers. But what those big numbers has been is that this team has grown from 5 people to 12 people, people that you probably never will even meet. And it means getting up a little early and going to bed a little later at times. It means being hungry on the show and having some raisins to the side. It means celebrating after with some great champagne at a restaurant, being proud of yourself. It means buying flowers, walking by the, I've got this beautiful flower shop up the street, and sometimes I walk by and I see these flowers. I go, my God, that's so beautiful. I should buy them. And I keep walking. And then sometimes I stop and I go buy the damn flowers. Like, just go buy the damn flowers, right? And learning to be proud of what we've done and accomplished. And also a team. Like, there's this incredible team behind Mission Accepted Media, and how do they interplay with each other and the respect that they have for each other. And when one needs the team to step up, we step up. And there's this beautiful interplay that happens between all of the people behind here. And again, some of them you'll never know, that Lucas takes care of our security, you know, on our sites, and, you know, his conversations that happens with, you know, people from the marketing team, and how the marketing team works with operations, and how, you know, part of what, you know, Krista's over in a different country, and how that supports someone over here, the happiness director. We brought in a happiness director this year, right? The happiness director will help pick up this. And there's just this really big, it's a very much of a domino effect. And we all have just huge respect for each other and respect for everybody's craft. And that's a big part of the success that I tell you when I share those numbers. I mean, those aren't solo numbers. That's just, you know, that's impossible, I think. And even if you could, like, you know, life's lonely enough at times, who wants to do their business in a solo journey as well. So for me, it's been a lot about learning about stepping up as I encourage other people to step up and show up and speak up. I've had to grab my worth and do the same thing. I've had to do my personal development. As I've been pushed to new levels, I've had to have conversations with myself. I've had to have those, you can do this, you can hold this container, you can help build this container. You know, it was like there was a, you know, a floor plan and we're building a house. Sometimes it goes in different directions. And so I think if you're the kind of person that's going to build a movement or build a mission or build a company or build what have you, if you start to grow that and you start to expand, guess what? You will too. And it's going to put you up against yourself. So, and I'm up for it, apparently, obviously. So I want to say thank you to you for sharing and listening and supporting not just the podcast, but other things. I know that you may be someone that's been on our show and or you referred someone to us, or you've, please don't light with the thumb, but you know, you said, hey, that's cool, on a post that we've done. Everything matters. I think that we all are aware of it, but you know, who you're choosing to thumbs up and hey, and that's cool, and that's that. And a lot of times it's been us, and we're super grateful for that. Because I believe that we're just a conduit for all these incredible people doing incredible things and helping us rise, helping them rise, helping you rise. And you know, we have an open door policy. So if there's, we've always said it on every show, if you want to be sitting in the seat, then reach out. Like, this is not difficult. We are easy to find and we will help you in any different way. And I think that also built this year that was really obvious. And we built an educational system where there was classes on media and classes on podcasts and classes on, okay, now we've got people coming to you, profit calling. And what does that look like? And how do you help people? And how do you do sales? You might love this, but you might not know how to sell it. You might not know how to curate that conversation. And so as you've grown and shown needs, we have fulfilled that with what I think is a pretty strong educational piece. Because as you grow bigger in your presence, there's just support that you need. So anyways, again, just a big thank you. It's been an incredible year. It's been testing all the way around. I think the world's become a better place because of what happens. We're not the only people in the world that are having positive infotainment. And that's kind of what I call us, is that there's really good people out there. So even if you don't utilize their services or what have you, cheer them on, because those that are holding containers like this, that are allowing people to feel comfortable to move and grow at the pace that they're ready to move and grow, I think it's really important. And I'm not saying that you need to, you know, send me a whole bunch of thank yous, but I think anywhere you see it in the world, as you, in this coming year, you see people, you know, taking on a challenge that is bigger than themselves and, you know, give a little nudge and go, hey, yay you. So again, thank you for being the perfect, amazing audience that you are. So with that, I'm going to close out as I always close out, and that is, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.